Bon, je vous souhaite la bienvenue ce soir, ce 2 décembre 2024, à la rencontre publique de conseil.
I'd like to welcome everyone for coming for this on this second day of December 2024 for a public council meeting. Before we start, I'm going to read my little courtesy reminder, fait que de rappel de courtoisie. Je le fais à toutes les rencontres maintenant. Donc, je vous informe que la séance du conseil à laquelle vous assistez fait l'objet d'une captation audio pour permettre son écoute et son accessibilité à distance et sera diffusée à partir de l'un des portails de la municipalité. Je rappelle à toutes les personnes présentes et à toutes celles qui prendront la parole que la présente séance du conseil est un événement public tenu dans un lieu public dédié à l'exercice de la démocratie. Celle-ci doit s'exercer librement et respectueusement. La captation débute lors de l'ouverture de la séance et prend fin au moment de la levée de celle-ci. Vous avez la possibilité de prendre la parole lors des périodes de questions prévues à cette fin, soit après l'adoption de l'ordre du jour et à la fin de la séance lorsque les sujets à l'ordre du jour auront été épuisés. Pour ce faire, vous pourrez lever la main pendant la période de questions et lorsque je vous aurai accordé le droit de parole, vous devez vous identifier par votre nom et prénom. Seules les questions seront acceptées et elles doivent être formulées poliment et de façon concise tout en respectant l'ordre et le décorum, tel que prévu à notre règlement portant le numéro 2023-003 sur la régie interne des séances du conseil. So I inform you that the council meetings you are attending is being audio recorded to allow remote listening and accessibility and will be broadcasted from one of the municipal portals. I remind everyone present and all those who will speak that this meeting of the council is a public event held in a public place dedicated to the exercise of democracy. This must be exercised freely and respectfully. The recording begins when the session opens and ends when it adjourns. You will have the opportunity to speak during the question period provided for this purpose, either after the adoption of the agenda and at the end of the session when the topics on the agenda have been exhausted. To do this, you may raise your hand during the question period, and when I have granted you the right to speak, you will have to identify yourself by your first and last name. Only questions will be accepted, and they must be formulated politely and concisely while respecting order and decorum, as provided in our bylaw bearing number 2023-003 on the internal management of council meetings. So that ends that. So for the agenda, there's going to be a few additions. So we're going to start with administration 4.7, which is a donation to TDS and Goût du jour for Christmas baskets. Donc le 4.7 sous administration et ajout, c'est des dons pour les paniers de Noël qui vont aller à TDS et TDS Étable Développement Social et Goût du jour. Ensuite de ça, on a un ajout sur sécurité publique 5.2. C'est l'ajout d'un pompier temps partiel, M. Nicolas Tingner. So 5.2 under public safety is the addition of a part-time firefighter, Nicolas Tingner. 5.3. 5.3, c'est appuyer la FQM concernant la facturation de la Sûreté du Québec. So 5.3 is to support the resolution from the FQM regarding the billing to municipalities. The FQM, c'est Fédération québécoise des municipalités. Can't translate the title, but... Ensuite de ça, on a, à 9.9, un don à être et devenir. And 9.9 is a donation to be and become. Oui.
Il manque un article sur 5 à propos de demander des autres municipalités de support pour la compresseur.
Ah, OK, on n'avait pas écrit. Fait que 5.4, support des municipalités au sud, c'est ça?
C'est ça.
Pour l'achat d'un compresseur. So 5.4 is, we're going to pass a resolution to request support from the three other municipalities in the south in regards to the purchase of a compressor. C'est ça?
Yes.
5.4.
4.
Ben, on est quatre avec nous autres.
OK.
Southern municipalities regarding compressor purchase. Bon. OK. Non, je sais, je cherche quelque chose. OK, non, il est là. OK, c'est bon. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur pour l'agenda.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Julien Robert. Tu m'en es d'accord avec mon agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
OK, thank you. Là, on arrive à la période de questions. We have the question period. Y a-t-il des questions?
Jonte Schwartz,
yes.
You had a special meeting on November 18th,
mm-hmm.
but the agenda for the special meeting only came out on November 19th. So my question is, how was anybody supposed to know that there was a special meeting? There is no mention of the special meeting on the municipal website that I could find, at least.
Things have changed for special meetings. If we really, it's necessary to have a special meeting is because we need to pass resolutions right away. Like it has to be urgent, an emergency. So we're not required by the new law to post it.
But is there a way that people in Lowe could find out?
We did ask that moving forward they get posted.
We did
talk about that. When we realized it hadn't been, we did ask that
mm-hmm.
from now on it be posted.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question I have is there a bonus for counselors for special meetings? Do counselors...
No. No, it doesn't change your salary at all.
Okay. Also, another thing, I have the triennial... the three-year program
mm-hmm.
here. And the reason I'm bringing it up at this meeting is because the next meeting is the budget meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give all the counselors some time to think about the concern that I have with this. So there's a plan for a $3 million new building in 2026. And next year, $200,000 for architects. For the new building?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
The thing is that it's not it's not directly coming out. There's a percentage coming from the citizens, but the majority of the funds are grants from the government.
Do you know yet how much of it is?
No, not yet.
But
we have to apply for it first.
I don't know what that is. There's already $110,000 coming from Hydro-Québec.
For next year to cover...
To cover the architect of the building.
Yes.
Okay. But what if in 2025 there's a new council that decides that they want to throw it out and the $200,000 is wasted because the new council didn't agree with that same program that you guys are putting forward, would you be willing to consider delaying that by 1 year so that way the people in Lowe could vote and decide how they feel about that program if there's other people that are against that program?
Something to think about. Thank you very much. We'll have to discuss it within council and at budget time.
Okay.
What needs to be understood here is that that $3 million building is for the fire hall, and it's CSSD back. So at some point, something's going to have to be done. So that's that's what that money is for, and it's grant backed. If we don't get a grant, then we're not going to build a $3 million building.
Yeah, but $3 million is a lot for a town with a population of 800.
We could call CSSD and see what happens from there, I guess.
Municipality. $3 million is kind of...
That's what a fire hall costs, though, John D. We can't, like, the days of building a tarp shed in a tin garage are over. There's standards, there's requirements, and there's ways that we have to build municipal buildings now. Mm-hmm. And they have to meet code. There's some stuff in there that's a bit crazy, like they have to be like seismic proof, like for earthquakes. And we could agree that highly unlikely we're going to get a big earthquake here. But it's just, it's the code, that's how they have to be built nowadays.
It's just that, I'm sorry to interrupt, yeah, but no. The fire hall that we have right now, we're lucky it's still standing. Mm-hmm. We're worried it's going to implode. With the heavy equipment in there, it was built in the 60s, and it's not going to last forever. So we really have to move on trying to find another solution. If we need to build a new fire hall, it has to be done. And also, in that's just the fire hall. It's not just the fire hall that's $3 million. There's also the renovation of the building to bring up administration up there, finally, to get the space they need, because... This office is so small, it's not
archives.
And then there's archives as well. Has to be housed in a special, you know, special types of room with the right ventilation and everything. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of things that we're really behind on, and it's got to move forward. It really does.
I wasn't aware that it was for the fire hall.
Mm-hmm.
But
it wouldn't be $3 million just for the building, no.
Okay.
No. The renovation of that is nowhere near that price tag.
So the $3 million is for both renovating here and building a new fire hall.
No, the $400, which is the old SQ. It used to be the old police station up on top. We call it the $400, yeah. But it's the building up there. That needs to be renovated to house our city hall. Attached... Right beside it is going to be the fire hall. It could have two or three bays. We're not sure yet. It depends on what the architects come up with.
Okay.
But to meet our needs.
Are you confident that you'll be able to get enough grants that you won't have to raise taxes like crazy?
Yes, because fire halls are a number one priority in the government's grants right now.
Okay. Thank you.
The way to Carol to finance these buildings, like, they go on borrowing bylaws, and borrowing bylaw for a building that size, that expensive, would be probably put on 25 or 30 years, so the impact would be minimal, contrary to what people think.
Mm-hmm.
For a building that price tag on 25 years, we'd be looking at pennies on the dollar. Like, we'd be looking at 3-4 cents per hundred. Like, it's, tax aren't going to go up $150 just for the fire hall there.
And it's not...
That is a complete misconception.
It wouldn't be on the $3 million either. There may be a 10% on the $3 million. You know, it's not... And that 10% will be through a borrowing bylaw, which, you're right, it could be 20, 25 years. It's minimal.
The other factor, too, is depending on how the fire hall is built, then they give you more money.
Yes.
Like, we're in a forestry area here. Should we decide to build it in wood, then we would probably be able to get close to 90%.
Well, they get 10% more.
Yeah, so they pay.
Yes, added to what they pay.
Okay, well, on the current plan, which is really early, there's no grants listed yet or any plan to take a loan. So I was just, it looks crazy on the...
The way they work for grants like that... You have to put it, like, on your triennial plan as the full amount. And then whenever you get your money back, the way they would normally do it, that building will stay on our books for years to come. But they pay, if we go on a borrowing bylaw, let's say for 25 years, every year we get reimbursed the cost of the bylaw with interest. So it has to be put on the books, and it has to go on the triennial plan like that. But it doesn't, we're going to spend $3 million, potentially, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to pay.
We're not funding.
We're not funding the $3 million.
No, no, we're not.
So, but that's a good question. That's a valid question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes?
Sorry. Hi. My name is Maggie Early. I came to make a statement thanking the Lowe Fire Department for helping the search and rescue for my mom last week. Mm-hmm. They were so appreciative, and thank God Mother's still with us today. You couldn't ask for better people. The care and compassion, understanding, and you've got amazing people in your community, and you should be really, really proud to have them, and everybody should know that.
Thank you very much. It's really appreciated. Oui, monsieur?
Jean-Luc Lefebvre. Je me demandais si les objets volumineux, you know, big stuff, that's
oui,
stone,
oui, oui.
Is it going to be picked up or are you going to stay there until the winter?
Ben là, on va...
Il y a quelques spots qu'il y en a encore ici.
Oui. Dans les prochaines semaines, on va avoir un comité d'environnement pour on va en discuter concernant le ramassage des gros articles parce que je le vois moi aussi. Puis je... En tout cas, on va en discuter pour voir notre plan, qu'est-ce qu'on va faire. Parce que s'il faut approcher le contracteur, c'est ça qu'on on va faire.
C'était pas dans ses plans de ramasser tout finalement? Ou...
Pas le faire. Le contacteur ne ramasse pas le fer.
Non, mais c'était du métal.
Oui, c'est ça que je dis, le fer, il ne ramasse pas.
Ah, oh, ouais. Ben, c'est ça qui arrive.
Ouais.
C'est bien bizarre, ça. Il ne ramasse pas le fer.
Ben, c'est qu'il y a des gens, il y a des gens qui apportent le métal au éco-centre à Casabajoie,
oui.
Puis ça ne leur coûte rien. Parce que l'éco-centre, il peut faire de l'argent avec ça.
Exact.
Fait que si les gens apportent le fer ou l'aluminium, des choses comme ça, ils peuvent l'apporter sans frais.
J'ai compris. C'est bien. Merci.
Bienvenue. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions?
Not a question, but just a reply to Maggie. As firefighters, we just want to say thank you for the kind words, and that's why the trucks say, you know, we're always here and proud to serve, and we mean it.
You guys are amazing.
I think that sticker on those trucks, man, they were never so true, I guess, in those 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got me teary eyed there.
Yeah, me too.
Cracking, so.
I couldn't speak. Sorry. But yes, we do have a very good team.
Now, maybe I'll go a bit further, Maggie. You know, you asked for help and we answered the call, you know. And I told you there, we run for strangers. We be damned if we don't run for people we know. And I appreciate your statement. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to us. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely. I'm like, Carol, I'm not going to be able to talk. She's going to be crying.
Because me too.
I'm doing it.
My eyes are full of water. And I can't read now. Okay. We'll close the question period for now. But before I do, I just like, here's another statement. Well, it's a letter from the fire services in Denholm, which, sorry. Which our firefighters were a part of fighting a large fire over in Denholm. And this is a letter from Denholm they appreciate the service, the way, the effectiveness, the quality, the response time, and all the firefighters that were part of this incident. And that's why it's very important to have intermunicipal agreements between municipalities. It touched them very much. And this is a letter that, did you send it to all the firefighters?
I did, yeah. I put it on the group chat, yeah.
You did? Okay. So this is something that maybe, I don't know, we could probably put on our website so that people know.
Carol, it's an important note too. when we were on that mountain two Saturdays ago, we had three other guys come and help us.
Yeah,
they were right there when we needed help. They were right there, and they never asked questions, and they just came, and they stayed on that mountain with us till about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
We stayed a bit later than them, but those guys ran that bush like the rest of us did, and they were a very precious help. We're happy to have them in our group.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, so now we'll go, on va aller à numéro 3 pour accepter...
J'ai un dépôt.
Ah oui, ok, excuse-moi.
je fais le dépôt, c'est le registre des cadeaux des dons reçus par les membres ou courant de l'année. C'est un dépôt qui est requis en vertu de l'article 6 de la loi sur l'éthique et la déontologie municipale. So I deposit a register of the gift and donation received by the municipal council member as per article 6 of the loi sur l'éthique et la déontologie municipale.
Merci.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. First, yeah, I don't have to ask for it.
OK, numéro 3. Pour accepter les procès-verbaux de séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenu le 4 novembre 2024 et le procès-verbal de la séance extraordinaire du conseil municipal tenu le 18 novembre 2024. Number 3, to adopt the minutes for the ordinary meeting of the municipal council on November 4, 2024. And the minutes of the extraordinary meeting of November 18, 2024.
I'll propose.
I'll second it. Okay. Luc Tivierge, Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? We're in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
Merci. là, on arrive à administration 4.1 pour accepter le rapport comptable 2024-11, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale effectuer les paiements, compte à payer au montant de 110 204,83 et les comptes payés au montant de 117,741,49. Attends une minute, ce sera pas long. J'ai trop de papier. Pour un total de 227,946,32. So, for number 4.1, to accept accounting report 2024-11, to authorize the office of the Director General to make payments, accounts payable in the amount of $110,204.83, and then accounts paid in the amount of $117,741.49. For a total of $227,946.32. J'ai besoin de Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Est-ce qu'on est en agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
4.2. Donc, ça va là. Règlement numéro 2024-005. Règlement sur la régie interne des séances de conseil. 4.2, draft bylaw. C'est pas un draft?
Non, c'est bylaw.
Okay. Okay. Bylaw number 2024-005. The bylaw respecting the internal management of council meetings.
C'est pas vous deux.
Okay.
I can
okay. Luc Tivierge et puis Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord et on est en agreement?
Oui.
Pardon me?
Call for the vote.
Okay. Maureen? Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Luc Thiel?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
No.
Puis, Justin Robert?
Yes.
Okay, merci. La majorité l'emporte. 4.3 pour adopter le règlement portant numéro 2024-005. OK. C'est le même numéro?
Oui, c'est la résolution pour adopter le règlement.
Ah, OK. Fait que le règlement portant numéro 2024-005 pour abroger et remplacer le règlement portant le numéro 2023-003 sur la régie interne des séances conseil, du conseil. So, 4.3 is to adopt the bylaw 2024-005. To repeal and replace bylaw 2023-003 respecting the internal management of council.
Combien de l'affaire, ça?
Ben, c'est passé de un après l'autre.
Ouais. C'est deux règlements différents. À moins que ça ait mal été placé dans vos briques. Là.
Yeah, it's the next one, I think. Yeah.
Wait, is that a new one?
No. That's the, it's further in the. It's not in the right order.
Mais, okay, just bear with me a minute there.
Ça, c'est la gestion, puis l'autre, c'est le...
Il y en a un, c'est le règlement, l'autre, pour l'adopter.
C'est à cause que c'est deux fois. C'est draft.
Ah, oh, en anglais, il n'est pas correct.
Puis là, c'est adopt.
Oui, OK.
C'est ça. It's the same thing.
Yeah, non, c'est la même chose en français.
4.2 goes with 4.3, and 4.4 goes with 4.5.
That's okay, right. So is this is a title, and then it's the adoption?
Yeah,
okay.
Correct. Because we need to reproduce the entire regulation or bylaw in the minutes, so that's why they're a topic for the regulation.
Okay, so 4.3, on l'a adopté, c'est ça?
Oui.
Okay. 4.4, c'est en fait le titre.
Exact.
Fait que c'est le règlement 2024-006, le règlement sur la gestion contractuelle. So, titled 4.4 is the draft bylaw number 2024-006, bylaw concerning contract management. So, the actual bylaw is 4.5. Ça, c'est... Pour adopter le règlement portant numéro 2024-006, pour abroger et remplacer le règlement portant le numéro 2023-005 sur la gestion contractuelle. So, 4.5 is to adopt the bylaw 2024-006 to repeal and replace bylaw number 2023-005 on contractual management.
Proposé.
Luc Vierge et Maureen. Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
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 Merci.
Harold, it's important to mention too that this bylaw, like with the new law in Quebec, we could buy directly up to $127,000, but we chose to leave it at $25,000 for invitational tenders.
Yep.
So, in the spirit of transparency, we kept it at the old.
At the old amount.
At the old amount. Yes. 4.6, pour accepter la démission de Mme Vicky Tremblay-Régimbal à titre de coordinatrice finance et administration. 4.6 is to accept the resignation of Vicky Tremblay-Régimbal as coordinator finance and administration.
Oh.
J'ai besoin. Maureen Rice?
I'll second it.
Chelin Robert? Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, an important note, Mayor. She's accepting the director general position. And another municipality? Okay. Well, no, just so they say
it's not. It's not
an opportunity.
Yeah,
it's
an opportunity to upgrade her
career. Yes,
that's right. So 4.7, c'est don pour panier de Noël TDS qui est table de développement social et goût du jour pour Noël. 4.6 is a donation for Christmas baskets to TDS and goût du jour. C'est un montant de $300. Chelin Robert. Luc Tivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Et vous avez un agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Services and families in our municipality?
Yes. Là, on arrive à sécurité publique pour demander à la ville de Maniwaki remboursement pour le compresseur à air respirable. To request the town of make a request to the town of Maniwaki for reimbursement for breathing air compressor.
That I'm proposing.
I will second that.
Okay. C'est celui-là? Oui. Chelin Robert, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Unanim.
We could propose that unanimously, I guess.
Yeah, we could.
Let's do it unanimously.
Yes, we are. 5.2. Bon, on n'a pas le... Oui, on l'a. Fait que c'est pour accepter l'application, embaucher M. Nicolas Tingner comme pompier à temps partiel. So to hire Nicholas Tingner as a part-time firefighter. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
Maureen Rice.
I'll second it.
Chelin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Merci. Là, on arrive à 5.3. C'est celui-là? Oui.
Yeah, non. Yeah.
C'est appuyer la FQM. C'est une résolution concernant le désaccord des montants que la SQ facture des municipalités. Fait qu'on veut supporter la résolution de la FQM. So, 5.3 is to support the resolution from the FQM regarding the increase in billing municipalities by the FQM.
Je vais le proposer.
I will second.
Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Et one agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Can we do that all unanimously?
I think so. Oui.
Unanimously?
Oui. OK. Là, on arrive à 5.4. Je n'ai pas de résolution ici, mais c'est pour un support. On veut envoyer une résolution pour avoir le support des municipalités au sud, qui comprend Cajabajois, Lac-Saint-Marie, Denholm, pour embarquer avec nous pour faire l'achat d'un compresseur pour les appareils à air pour les incendies.
Je vais le proposer.
Attends une minute. I'll just gotta translate.
Do it unanimously, I'm pretty sure.
5.4 is to make a request of support to the other municipalities of the south, which is Cajabajois, Lac-Saint-Marie, and Denholm, to purchase a compressor for the air apparatuses for the fire department. Okay.
Let's make it happen.
Do we want to do it unanimously? Let's
do we want it unanimous?
Yes.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with you.
Fait que, c'est ça.
Thank you. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Travaux publics, rien. Environnement, urbanisme. Okay, on arrive à loisirs. Culture et communication, so recreation, culture and communications. On commence avec le 9.1. C'est ça. Pour autoriser la signature protocole entente de location avec l'association récréative de l'eau, Venosta et Brennan's Hill. To authorize signature, the rental agreement with the Low Venosta Brennan's Hill Recreation Association.
Là, j'ai pas...
Okay.
So, Maureen Rice et Luc Tivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. 9.2, pour accueillir des formations numériques pour les aînés offertes par la Table de développement social de la Vallée de Gatineau, Bibliothèque de l'eau. 9.2 is to host digital training sessions for seniors offered by the Table de développement social de la Vallée de Gatineau in the low library.
Je propose.
Luc Tivierge, Chelin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Merci.
Yes.
9.3. Pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée de Gatineau, demande de révision de la répartition des contributions pour les ententes de développement culturel pour les MRC dévitalisées. So, 9.3 is to support the MRC de la Vallée Gatineau, their resolution, a request for review of the distribution of contributions for cultural development agreements for devitalized MRCs. So, we're going to support their resolution because small communities don't get the funds that they deserve. C'est pour ça. Maureen Rice.
On peut-tu unanime?
Oui, on peut-tu faire unanime? Can we do it unanimous?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Bien apprécié. Bon, 9.4. Pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, demande de rencontre et d'octroi direct pour le soutien urgent de l'industrie forestière. C'est l'île de crise forestière de la Vallée-Gatineau. So 9.4 is to support the MRC Vallée-Gatineau, their request for a meeting and direct grant for urgent forest industry support.
I'll propose that.
Okay. Oui. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fait que Ghislain Robert.
Non, mais il est unanimous.
Oh yeah. Okay. Bien sûr, on va ici. OK. 4. 9.5, pour appuyer la MRC encore, création d'un fonds d'urgence pour soutenir les travailleurs autonomes de la coopérative de solidarité des entrepreneurs en transport forestier de la Gatineau, cellule de crise forestière de la vallée de Gatineau. So, 9.5 is to support the MRC Valley Gatineau, a creation of an emergency fund to support self-employed workers of the Coopérative de solidarité des entrepreneurs en transport forestier de Gatineau. So, Gatineau Valley Forestry Crisis Cell. J'ai besoin d'un propos, hein?
Yeah, sure.
OK.
Yeah.
Unanime. Ça, c'est le 9.5, OK. 9.6. Pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, création d'un fonds d'urgence de 2,5 millions pour soutenir les travailleurs autonomes de la coopérative de solidarité des entrepreneurs en transport forestier de la Gatineau, cellule de crise forestière de la Vallée Gatineau. So, 9.6 is to support the MRC Vallée Gatineau. Creation, because they're requesting that the government create an emergency fund of $2.5 million to support self-employed workers of the Coopérative de solidarité des entrepreneurs en transport forestier de la Gatineau. So, Gatineau Valley Forestry Crisis Cell, again. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Are we doing it unanimous?
Unanimous
again?
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
For it. Yeah. OK. Merci beaucoup. 6. 9.7. Pour appuyer la municipalité de Blue Sea, chemin d'Orlo, renforcement de la signalisation routière, demande de la municipalité du canton de l'eau, ajouter des feux clignotants aux endroits où la véloroute des draveurs traverse la 105. 9.7 to support the municipality of Blue Sea, Orlo Road, reinforcement of road signs, request from the municipality township of Lowe, add flashing lights where the véloroute des draveurs, which is the bicycle path, crosses the 105.
That's throughout the MRC area?
Just Orlo. This one is Orlo.
We added the point 3 for the municipality of Lowe also.
Okay,
go. Okay, oui, je le vois.
I'll
second it. Okay, Justin Robert, Luc Vierge. Everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Pour appuyer la municipalité d'Ogden, demande de révision des lignes directrices pour la valorisation des sols contaminés. 9.8 is to support the municipality of Ogden. They're requesting a review of the Ministry of Environment, the fight against climate change guidelines for the reclamation of contaminated soils. So, Ghislain Robert, Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
OK, merci. Là, on arrive à 9.9. C'est un don de $500 pour être et devenir. 9.9 is a $500 donation to BNP Com.
I'll propose it.
Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
J'ai pas de correspondance. On est, non. Fait que là, on arrive à la deuxième période de questions. So we're at the second question period, if anyone is interested. No?
That's it.
That's all.
Well, there we go. So we officially close the meeting at 7:40. Besoin d'un proposeur?
Luc.
Luc Tivierge. Et?
Albert.
Maureen Rice. Je vous remercie beaucoup d'avoir venu. Et puis, si on ne se voit pas d'ici à Noël, là, je vous souhaite tout joyeux Noël et une bonne année pour 2025. So if we don't see each other from now until the new year, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for 2025.
Merci beaucoup. Life safe during the holiday.